So this evening's homily is brought to you by the letter G. In fact, it's brought to you by three letter G's. The first letter G is for God. For God so loved the world that he sent us his Son. Tonight we give thanks for God's gift of grace in the person of Jesus. He sent his Son Jesus to love us. He sent him to teach us. He sent him to teach us how to live in love. He sent him to fill us with holy wonder. He sent him to teach us how to give and how to forgive. The second G. The second G is Jesus. Jesus' gift to us is to be our GPS, our God positioning system. So if there's a line to take home tonight, take that one home. Jesus is God's positioning system for us. He comes to guide us to salvation. He comes to teach us how to be spiritually healthy. He comes to call us to a relationship of faith and service. He comes to teach us how to live justly, to love tenderly, to practice peace, to walk humbly with God. We are here tonight because we want to follow the way of Jesus Christ. We want to embrace his gift of words, the words which call us to be about mercy, to be about acceptance, to be about kindness. And this Christmas night, we remember Jesus' gift to us is how he gives his life to forgive our sins, to open the gates of heaven. Jesus' mission is to lead us to the third G, to a state of grace. We want to be led to a state of grace. We come to seek the state of holiness and grace, the grace of Jesus, which heals us and energizes us and empowers us in his body and blood. His gifts of grace fill us with wisdom and courage, knowledge, understanding, reverence, judgment, wonder, and awe. Tonight, let us pray in gratitude, for once again, we receive God's gift of grace in his Son Jesus, who comes to guide us to be people of peace. Tonight we give thanks for God's gift of grace in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen.